Middlesex are on the brink of their first county championship title since 1993. This current squad features a host of players who all graduated from the famous Middlesex Academy based in Finchley, North London. But what sort of sacrifices does it take to make it as a young cricketer in today's competitive sporting world? Arthur Godsall, who has been at the Academy for 4 years, admitted it wasn't always easy.
I found it quite hard because friends away from cricket, they were doing all the things that, say, like a young teenager would. And because I always had training, I always had to leave early after school, or I had games during the summer when everyone was out doing their, or just having fun really, but I found this as fun as, yeah, stuff that they would be doing.
The role of trying to make these young players' lives easier falls on the shoulders of the Academy Director, Alan Coleman, as he explains.
You know, our kids are at school 20, 25 hours a week doing A-levels. They're with us 10 to 15 hours a week as well. And we're trying to still encourage them to be 17, 18-year-olds, go out and see their friends and do the social development side of things as well. So the challenges are great. And also, so therefore, our approach has to be very flexible and show a lot of consideration for each individual as part of our programme.
Coleman is also tasked with nurturing new and fresh talent to bring through the Middlesex Academy ranks, and admits the physicality has become more prominent in cricket. Despite this, the skills that he looks for in young players might not be what you expected.
The ability to fail and then learn from failure is massive for us. Cricket is a game where even the greatest players in the world will fail, you know, twice out of four times with the bat, or, you know, will bowl bad spells in games, and having that resilience to be able to come back from, but to immediately learn from a mistake that you make is a real key character trait that we look for, and that also then look to develop with our young players.
We try and introduce them into our professional staff. As soon as we see enough potential in them, we'll invite them along to our winter sessions, and then get them involved in our second team cricket during the summer.
Assistant coach Richard Johnson, who also played for Middlesex and England, explains the journey these young players take.
If you see that real potential, we might get them along to first team training days and try and get them to bowl out on the main square at Lord's before games, give them a taste of the environment, give them a taste of the of Lord's, really, because as we know, Lord's is quite a tricky place to bowl and bat because of the slope, so we try and get them used to that as early as we can.
One such player who has completed his journey through the academy is Max Holden. Max was presented with a professional contract at the end of last year and was then handed the England under-19 captaincy after his performance in the under-19 Cricket World Cup in Bangladesh.
So, Max, you've come through the academy. I'm sure there'll be lots of young cricketers listening to this. What advice do you have for any young players in or outside of academies who maybe want to think about pushing on to the next level?
I think for me it's all about working hard. I think if you do put the work in, do put those hard hours in, you will get your rewards, really. So I think it's about making those sacrifices and have that end goal in mind of trying to become that England cricketer or become your idol, I guess, and being willing to make the sacrifice and put the hours after hours in, because I think there's no secret to it. If you work hard, you will achieve success. So I think just really knuckle down and work real hard.
Well, these boys sound like they're on the right track. So, watch this space. You might just be listening to the County Cricket Champions of the Future.